You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
If you're walking around the Mile High City this weekend looking for something to do, you can go watch a baseball game. Rockies are home playing a series against the Arizona Diamondbacks with a game tonight. And the Broncos are on the road in Seattle for a preseason football game number 2. That'll be tomorrow night against the Seahawks. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. If you want to have a little Bronco party at your house, maybe. Your Iowa family, are they fans of the Broncos?
I think they're Bears fans.
Bears fans, yep. Because of, that makes sense. Hey, listen, we've been kind of fooled into this myth over the years that men, we're macho, we're manly men.
Grunt, grunt, scratch, scratch.
We can have children when we're 90 years old. I mean, look at all the celebrities, not all, but several celebrities who, like Mick Jagger, I think is the most classic example. Mick Jagger fathered a child when he was 73.
Yeah.
So we like to think that we are virile throughout our lives. Not so. A study is out. They studied more than 4,000 adults and men, and they found that men have a biological clock, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That once we get over the age of 50, male fertility really starts to drop, like by as much as a third right away, and then obviously continuing. So you do see these unicorns every once in a while, like Mick Jagger, who will pop out a baby, But generally they say, nope. And they're watching all these couples. You and I have talked about this before, Jer, but couples are waiting longer to have children.
Sure they are, yeah, well into their 30s and 40s.
Yeah, and now a lot of fertility specialists are saying, don't wait too long. A lot of people are thinking that it'll be possible for years and years. Uh-uh. So I just thought that was kind of
interesting.
And then the other kind of sciencey thing I have is, do you have any part of your body that hurts right now?
Yes, I actually have a doctor's appointment next Tuesday.
For what?
For something is very painful in my back, and it's shooting through to my front. I don't know if it's an appendix situation. It's been like this for a couple weeks, and it's time.
Well, I don't think it would be your appendix if it's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I was doing research. You can actually have a slow build on appendix issues that can last years, and then it finally bursts. So it definitely could be. And when I push on my front, it hurts really bad, so I don't push on my front.
Huh.
Yeah, so anyway,
about my goofy shoulder thing, I've got another PT appointment on Monday.
Yeah, and we're both in pain.
Trying to do my exercises each day. I'm trying to be
doing my calisthenics.
Well, now there's a survey that's out. If you're wondering how much we hurt, everybody hurts.
We're talking physical, right? Physical pain.
Physical pain. I'm not talking about,
because mentally
being depressed
or
mentally. The average American only has 13 truly pain-free days a year.
That means
96% of the time, the average American has some sort of pain. Pain in the back, pain in the knee, pain in the shoulder, pain in the ankle. You've got a pain in your whatever.
I don't know what it is.
You don't even know what hurts.
I don't know. It's inside me.
Man. So when I was writing about this for the Mindbender Club mailer, I closed the little piece by saying, you know what? The next time you just are quick to get irritated with someone or fly off the handle, take a breath, because you don't know what the other person is going through. A lot of people are just in pain.
That's right.
And it could very well be affecting their behavior or their attitude.
Aww,
so just cut people a break because they're hurting.
Look at you with your little public service.
I'm here to do good, buddy. That's why I sign on this airwave every day, to do some good.
There you go.
I don't always succeed, but I try. What else is trending?
Speaking of your body and your life, a new study out of the University of Michigan found that for every hot dog you eat, it shortens your, quote, healthy life by an average of 36 minutes. And the healthy life means the years when you're fairly healthy in general and you're not dealing with, like, a chronic illness or any sort of disability. They guess hot dogs wasn't the only food they were looking at. They looked at like 5,000 different foods and then came up with like a number for each one, like burgers and mac and cheese. They shorten your healthy life by about 5 minutes. So I've knocked off at least 5 days probably. But the good news is you can add time. You can extend your life by eating healthier things like cashews. Cashews will extend your healthy years by 26 minutes. And of course, other things like fruits, vegetables, seafood. Eat all those blueberries, you know? They say blueberries are superfoods.
I've been putting away blueberries and watermelon.
Me too. Oh my God.
Watermelon has any good effect, but
it does. It's good for your libido too. So, and you're well over 50, so
I'm almost 80 years old. I need blueberries and cashews are in my top 10, so I'm feeling good
about
that.
So can I cancel if I make myself a hot dog, put a little ketchup, mustard, relish, and then sprinkle some cashews on top of it? Does it kind of act as a cancel in there somehow?
Well, that's not a cancel. You're talking about canceling out, which is different from cancel.
Okay, canceling out. Yeah, cancels if you say something really bad.
That's a good question, but does your body take into account? Or, I wouldn't think
so. It just kind of evens out then. You're just staying even.
I don't think you can.
You're not adding time.
The bad.
Actually, the bad would be worse because the hot dog takes away 36 minutes. The cashew adds 26 minutes.
So you're down 10.
You're still in the whole 10 minutes. So you got to put cashews and blueberries on your hot dogs, right? bad news for me today. I'm going to totally have to revamp my side hustle strategy on my OnlyFans account. Here we go. Just when things were getting good, OnlyFans has announced they're going to ban all pornographic content now on their site, which is like what is bringing in the money for a lot of people.
Yeah, I know you were doing really well with yours.
So good, man. I was raking it in. Good news is they're still going to allow nudity. But just no streams with naughty acts going on. So this goes into effect October 1st. So I'm going to have to kind of revamp things.
I read
30 million people go on to OnlyFans.
Isn't that wild?
That is
nuts. And isn't it kind of funny that the reason they're doing this is because they're trying to get funding from people? Like they're trying to go and, you know, hit up.
I saw that.
Companies to help invest in them. Mm-hmm. And they feel like it's hurting their cause to get investors.
Yep.
It seems to me that if you flash a number like 130 million people, you should be able to get investors.
Of some sort. Maybe not the highest quality investors. I don't know. I'm not on their board.
Maybe they wouldn't be angel investors.
Right. So that's going on. For those of you
board.
That participate and interact and all that, I don't know. I've honestly never been on there, so I don't really know what goes down on there. Hey-o. Okay, so here's a story about deer. There's a study out by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They found that white-tailed deer, the kind that people see in their backyards down in Roxboro, they're walking around with COVID-19, Dom. They've been exposed.
How?
I don't know. Somebody's been coughing on the deer. Study showed that 40% of deer tested across four different states. I didn't pull the states, but they're four states. Tested positive for the antibodies, meaning that they had been exposed to the virus at some point, which then leads to some are walking around with the virus right now. So they're asking people to stay socially distant from deers while they're out there eating your tulips. Don't go out there and shoo them off.
But deer are not socially distant.
They come right up to your house. They'll eat your plants.
I'm talking about once one deer gets it, they don't do social. They stay in their little packs, right?
Right. So they essentially just let them spread it amongst themselves, and if they're out there eating your flowers, don't go out there.
The deer have not been paying attention to the public service announcements.
At all. Little jerks. So that's going on. And here's your fat America. McDonald's is testing a chocolatey caramel pretzel McFlurry. Yes.
For God's sakes.
I'll eat anything with chocolate and caramel and pretzels. You had the pretzel M&Ms? Oh, my God.
Pass.
I bought a bag for the family in town. It's already half gone. I'm a fatty. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this video of a reverse zoo where the animals get to gawk at the humans while they're in a secured plexiglass cage. It's going on in South Africa, and they can plunk you right down in the middle of 77 rescued lions. Three people can fit in the cage. You're in there for 45 minutes, about $130 to $200, depending on how many people you get in there.
I was looking at the video. It reminds me, it's almost like a real-life Far Side cartoon.
Yeah, it's unsettling. It's something weird about it, you know? Don't get your hands too far. There's little, like, holes that you can breathe through. that your hand can fit through.
And the lions are like sticking their noses up there,
Don't do that.
Lunch is on display.
Check it out. It's crazy. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.